You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back and good morning to everybody. The Marlins finish up the six-game road trip tonight. I was hoping it was be like a noon game. I love those early games.
The getaway days.
Love getaway. But apparently it's going to be tonight, and so they have a chance to take that series after shutting out St. Louis yesterday. Trade deadline tomorrow, 6 o'clock. They'll be home for a three-game series Friday, Saturday, and Sunday against the Yankees. Be good crowds there.
Oh,
no
yeah.
Promos needed, right?
No. Don't need to have the bobblehead day.
No. Save all your good stuff, man. It's the Yankees.
Yeah.
And
itself.
Then on top of that, of course, the Canes have media day today, and then they will be hitting the field, and they'll be back out. And then, of course, the Miami Dolphins next week will be leaving for their first preseason game in Chicago with a couple of with a practice in there as well. And then we'll find out, hopefully. So we've seen Cater go down, and he's now Cater Kohu is out for the season with an ACL. We saw yesterday, I don't know if the coach said anything about that today, but Ashton Davis, who's starting at safety right now because of injury, he fought to Melifonwu, has been out. He has not practiced yet, so just we could use a little guys are going to go down, but how about just a week or two go down?
That would be nice. You know, it's not the worst time of year to go down for a week, right? Training camp, preseason, but no, it's tough.
There's two injuries right now that we see the most, and that's the ACL and Achilles.
Which are the worst one. Achilles is probably even worse than
ACL. Achilles all year. That's I shouldn't say it. Some guys come back a little faster.
Yeah.
But the ACL, they've got that thing. It's pretty fast now.
Yeah, the surgery's gotten better.
They've done a good job with that. They have. And so anyway, man, it's just a tough one. Cater, God, had a chance to go from being a nickel corner to being a starter that they trust inside and outside, that was the one position that was kind of left alone and go, we're going to probably do a lot of this. Well, there were two things that Chris Greer said going back. He said, we're going to look, we think the veteran guys that are still out there in free agency are good enough to help us, and there's going to be a bunch of them. Mm. That was the first thing. The second thing was that they said some of our young guys got to step up and get ready to play.
Yeah.
So here we go, man. We'll be going in a lot of work in Chicago. So who do you replace him with now that he's out? Do you replace him or do you go with this group? Do you bring another guy in?
What's your gut tell you, Joe? Do you think they have enough? You think there's an opportunity for some of these guys? Obviously, someone like Cam Smith has got to step up.
Well, they've watched all these guys at practice, right?
Yeah.
It's been a week. They've watched. They have a feel. They watched them in mini camps and OTAs. They're out there running around. Would not be surprised. It'd be weird, though, too, to bring in a third guy at his position.
Yeah.
Third veteran guy.
A lot.
So this Sante Samuel, I thought he would have been signed by now. I don't know if he – I'm guessing he hasn't cleared his physical. He's supposed to be cleared in July. Start of July, he was supposed to get a green light from the doctor. I heard his dad's even kind of softened his take on the Dolphins. Like, hey, you know, they kind of got it going. Forget my, you know, what I said before. I could hear the dad and the agent going, Dad, shut up. Dad, do me a favor. Any team that I might be going to, can you not say anything about? Please, please. Especially guys making the decision. So, anyway, Sante Samuel Jr. went to St. Thomas Aquinas and is back here. Had a lot of starts early in his career with the Chargers. And he's a young, I think he's, what, he's 25 years old. He's yep. a young guy. So, he's a youngest of the group. And so, you look at this situation, Jack Jones, who got in a doghouse in New England. They released him. And then Jack Jones goes to Vegas, has three picks. They release him.
Yeah.
Pete Carroll came in and said no. And again, I don't know. All I know is at some point, if you've got some knucklehead in you, at some point you say, and he admitted this only team was interested in.
Yeah, he was very open about it. Also open about the knucklehead thing, saying, hey, like I feel like I'm way too talented to be on three teams in 4 years. I hope that what happened in Vegas was his wake-up call.
Right. So I don't know what else you need. Your starter, you got a chance to play in New England. You know, you get a second chance. Pete Carroll goes, no, thank you. We're going to be moving on from you. You got to look in the mirror a little bit because, trust me, if you're good, they're looking for good players. But part of accountability is not just on the football field that you do the right thing, but off the football field.
Yeah, you can't be a liability.
So you hope he takes advantage of this. He's got, by the way, I was telling Dave, I watch him come in out of his breaks. He's fast as anybody I've seen. He's got starter skills. But I also got to be able to trust him not only today at practice, but when he goes home at night.
Yeah. Well, and then the bigger question would be, because everyone is criticizing the Dolphins' culture from last year, like does being a part of this team, does that make him more responsible? Does he have good examples set by the other players? Or is this going to be the type of environment where he's going to start getting in trouble?
I don't think he's a good enough player to come in here. He's not Jalen Ramsey.
No.
Who is – not going to listen to anybody, do as the way he wanted, didn't want to hear about anything. This guy, I think all those things are in it. After everything Mike's done since the end of the season when he throws out how late the team is and then talked about culture change, which looks like they did. Looks
yeah.
like they made some changes from what I've seen. We got more guys talking that didn't talk before about, hey, there's a right way to do it. We got to do it the right way. We're sick of this thing. Tua's been very open about the narratives. If you don't like them, everything that's gone wrong around here, well, let's do something about it. It starts with us and doing it the right way. And so I don't think they're going to let one guy come in here. I think it's open arms, like, hey, man, fresh start for you, bro, but you got to do the right thing.
Exactly.
And I think everybody's probably saying we did the wrong thing a year ago and we need the right thing here. So you've seen it. Hey, by the way, I think one of the best things that happened is, and it's over, and I'm not beating this topic, but it adds to the strength of what these guys are trying to do. Tua calling out Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, I like
that. I didn't think it was bad.
No,
it wasn't like saying, hey, dude, get the hell out of here. You know, I'm not put. It was just like, hey, man, and. Tua also took it in, like, you got to decide what kind of man you want to be. Like, he talked about kind of the off-field. What kind of father do you want to be to your kids? Kids.
Very plural.
So, he's got to make those decisions, right?
Yeah.
And it wasn't bad. It's for everybody, but it was like, hey, man, you're back. Everything's cool. We're over it. All the old stuff's talked about. It's new here. And so far, I know it's only 1 week, but Tyreek is, and Tyreek hasn't, you know, been active and leading the team and, you know, splash plays every day in practice. I'm not worried about that, by the way. That's why I'm ready to go for the season.
Yeah.
But it seems like he wants to do the right thing. And I know everybody gets on me that I'm so gullible. I want to believe. My wife cheated on me, and now I take her back and I go, dude, you don't think it's going to happen again? I go, no, I believe her. That's a terrible example. My wife's never cheated on me that I know of.
I knew it was hype.
She's in Pilates a lot, though. Can I say that Pilates thing?
I think Pilates has made a real comeback. It's very, I think she's legitimately at Pilates, no shenanigans or nothing.
Some like young hot guys, you know, doing the class or something, and like tells her, "Hey, you look great. I hope your husband's telling you how great you look." Every day. The guy, those damn trainers. You can't trust those trainers
out there.
You can't. To every man out there,
yeah,
you got your wife with a trainer. If he looks real good, you might want to get her where the trainer doesn't look as good.
Try to get her with a female trainer.
Yeah. God. Why the hell? Why'd you let me go there? Why didn't you stop me? I just said stop me.
I couldn't stop you. There's nothing I could do. You took it there.
Pilates. Omar's doing Pilates.
Really? That is surprising to me.
Then I had other guys go, no. Hey, you guys back there, do you know any of your buddies doing Pilates? I was gonna.
No.
I only know women do Pilates.
I was gonna say. I thought that was only. It's just women and Omar. But Omar knows what he's doing.
No,
I think.
Omar could be going where there's a lot of talent.
Exactly. I think that's what it is. I think that's why Omar does Pilates.
Jamie, you got any buddies? You have anybody right now that's?
I have no male friends that do Pilates.
Is that you consider that when you're Pilates? It's kind of.
Yeah,
women.
I mean, just ask.
Go ahead and stereotype
about the Pilates instructor. Didn't his wife get in something with that and the Pilates instructor over there?
No, I don't think that was.
Something led to their divorce. I'm pretty sure.
No, that guy was jujitsu
instructor. Yeah,
same,
yeah.
Same concept.
No, that's a badass. That guy can like. That guy like if you go after that guy can knock you out and
it's
do stuff,
not
take
the same
you down.
Concept.
Yeah, a little different than strengthening your body core.
Yeah. I don't think too many.
You know what? That was a Joe Rose special right there. You just pulled out there, bro. So
Pilates, jiu-jitsu, same thing.
You know everybody's doing this hot yoga. Have you heard that?
Ooh,
is that Goldie called me where you do yoga, but you get a massive sweat.
Well, because they turn the heat. Yeah, it's like a sauna. You do yoga in a sauna,
but you're soaked when it's done.
Yeah, I'm not.
Goldie's
a
doing that. Steve
really?
Goldstein does that. Yeah.
Then they turn the air conditioning on when you're done, and you just have the cool air wafted over you.
I didn't know that part.
Yeah.
Do you know? Or are you making?
I've done this. Okay, no, I did.
All right.
I do yoga on vacation.
He goes for the talent as well. Hot yoga classes.
Oh, this guy, no question. He's trying to sit by a hottie that might not have a ring on her finger.
Find that,
and
hot,
if she
that
does, he doesn't care. Yeah.
I don't ever look at their finger.
Oh, God. You just let me go right there. You've been doing so well,
Donald. I don't know how to stop you,
come
Joe.
Back in. Going over everything was good.
It's like being in a foot race with Tyreek Hill. I can't stop you.
Oh, don't worry about that. I'm with you. I tell you what, though. It's been a week. I like this Tyreek, man. Stayed out and signed autographs forever yesterday at practice, and I'm like, by the way, he will go down as one of the greatest, not that anybody keeps track, one of the greatest two camps back-to-back years I've ever seen.
Oh, camps.
He was a walking highlight reel of, like, every day was beating somebody by 7 or 8 yards on a takeoff,
dang,
a corner route, down the middle. Just,
we should have an easy time doing it against these corners now.
Oh, boy. Hey, man, like I said, You're going to be going against some pretty good receivers now.
Yeah.
How you going to do?
Hopefully it makes them better.
You know, get after it.
If you're a journeyman corner, you got some tough matchups.
I can tell everybody's eyeballs today. Well, some guys already written articles about it, but everybody's going to be watching, see what you have. Do you have it? And by the way, if some of these guys don't, you got to get rid of them. Like the Cam Smith thing, if he can't play this year, goodbye, Cam. Ain't getting your pinch and not playing here. Go get somewhere else, and somebody will pick him up and give him another chance.
Yeah.
I just always wonder, the guy's got it unbelievable talent. Cam Smith's got unbelievable talent. Why the light doesn't go off on the top floor and realize, because you ever put it together, man, you're a beast.
Yeah.
Confidence, do it the right way, work your ass off, make sure you give yourself every chance. And because you fall out with these coaches and they're gonna start moving ahead of you.
And when he didn't play the first season, people were trying to blame it on Fangio.
Like, 100%.
How come you're not playing Cam Smith? And then, well, new defensive coordinator, he's still not playing.
Who's a damn good defensive coordinator.
Very good defensive coordinator.
And, hey, by the way, he's going to be part of this going forward. Not he's picking the players, but he's got to coach them up and get the most out of them. And he's already said, hey, man, whatever they're giving me, we're going to make it work.
Right.
It's just a great attitude of what he's going through. All right. We got to go to break here, man. A lot more. Yeah, and if you're just joining us, Cater Kohu out for the year with an ACL. We were hoping that wasn't going to be the case. There was swelling. It's not swelling. We're not sure, but it's day-to-day. And I was like, okay. I hear day-to-day. I'm like, okay, hell, make it week-to-week. Yeah, that's all right.
Day-to-day, you'll be good by Thursday or something?
We'll see you after Detroit. Come back for Washington. Love to see you back here. Hey, man, if you're feeling stuck on the sidelines right now, speaking of all this stuff, anxiety, depression, maybe you're starting to lean a little too hard on the booze. Well, a lot of us have gone through that. Every guy hits a rough patch, even the pros. Recovery Unplugged in Fort Lauderdale helps you reset with real treatment for mental health and substance abuse. Expert doctors, a great team who have helped over 19,000 people in 13 years. Custom care and, yeah, music that gets through when nothing else does. No judgment, just about getting you great results and helping you quickly. Most insurance is accepted. Time to call an audible. Are you ready for that? Call 954-737-4508 or visit recoveryunplugged.com. Recovery Unplugged, heal out loud.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we are back. I wish I had some good news, man. I wish I had some good news. It's part of football. There's going to be more guys get injured, and again, you just hope, especially the way IR is set up now, where you only have to be out 4 weeks and you can come back and you got a certain amount of slots for those. And it's nice to know you got a key guy coming back the following month and you're playing well. But ACL and Achilles, you're not coming back from this year. Cater Kohu, who is, I don't even know if it's arguably your best corner.
You take the word arguably out of it. He is your best corner.
And inside and outside combination, for sure, he's your best. And he's out with the ACL. So next man up, man. No whining, no complaining, no pointing fingers. There's more out there if the Dolphins decide to go there. But honestly, man, we need to develop some of these dudes we have.
Yeah.
Like, hey, call Storm Duck in and go, Stormy, you're it. You're the guy. maybe it's a little early for that conversation, as you want to give some guys a shot out there and find out who can handle it. But it's Kendall Sheffield. They're saying he looks great out there. He's done. Ethan Bonner, been here a few years. It's time for Ethan to get a chance to do it. Hey, Cam Smith, I roll my eyes when I say
it. We got to see something from Cam Smith, please.
And Jason Marshall, man, he might be in the best position of everybody. He's drafted. He's a rookie. Guy you drafted and put money into out of Florida. So maybe he gets a chance to shine. You know, all of a sudden, not necessarily just this week, but next week you practice against Chicago and then you play against them in a preseason game, you shine, and now they go, ooh, look pretty good. Let's put them in more in Detroit, practice against Detroit, play in the preseason game. Now all of a sudden you come back and the coaches are having meetings and say, this guy looked good both weeks and he's getting better. He has confidence, is great, tackled well. Hey, no mental mistakes. All those things that come in that you can trust, you know, for a coordinator. And now he comes back for Jacksonville, and they're looking at him differently. Like, hey, bud, as of right now, you're our guy. Keep it going here in this last week. And that's how it happens, man. Not just practicing. These are like little homework right now. This week, next week it picks up. Now it's a
sure
quiz.
Yeah.
Then it goes into the test, especially for the guys who have never done it, or even, hey, you want to show, I think part of it with Jack Jones, you know, because we signed him and all at once, the national guys I was sitting with were going, oh man, the guy's had some trouble off the field. That they're saying that like, I don't know. And, you know, the culture and stuff. And I was like, look,
a lot of articles were written about that. I noticed that.
So he was told, I know when I say this, oh, Chris probably, no, Chris knew.
Yeah,
Chris knew and Mike, and they go, hey, here's the deal. Oh, assistant GM was at Vegas. He knows him better than anybody.
That's right.
He's the one that signed off on it. Everybody's trying to figure out new assistant GM. Not assistant GM, a consulting GM who's with those guys. And they went right to him. And he goes, hey, he can play. He's got some knucklehead in him, but I think, you know, this might be it. Like, he might be hungry. Nobody else called. He gets 7 calls. Like, hey, don't worry about it. Guns at the airport, none of that stuff. Don't worry. You know, and late, you know, for curfew. So he comes from a pretty good recommendation for somebody on your staff that works with Chris every day. But they got to see it.
Well, and he knows this is probably his last opportunity.
Well,
if things were to flame out here because he's late to meetings and having off the field issues, no one's going to call you again. Like I think Jones understands that this is really my last chance to stick somewhere.
Yeah, this is not good if it happens, and if they cut him, I mean, I can hear him going, "Hey, we had nothing to lose.
Yeah.
We didn't owe him a dime.
Yeah,
we gave him some time and put him out there. So you just hope that." You know, we say this over and over through the years. You just hope the light goes on, man, and you go, you know what? No matter what's going on, good or bad, I can't get too high and do something stupid. I can't get too low and do something stupid. That there aren't a lot of jobs out here that pay this kind of money.
No, sir.
So you hope that that comes through. Hey, listen, man, I'm rooting for anybody who can help this team.
Oh, Joe, I think we should mention, by the way, that Tyreek Hill – not practicing today for personal reasons. He has an excused absence from practice.
All right.
So I don't.
I thought right away when you said that something to do with divorce.
I don't know. I just Omar Kelly put it on X that he has an excused absence from practice. He will not practice today for personal reasons.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm all right. Not. Hey man, as long as he's not running to the mall to sign autographs or something, and if it's all legit, you don't get caught. You know, again, it's just everything's about – these things are going to happen. Personal things are going to pop up. They are, and I understand that. But you got to be telling the truth, right? Yeah. They want to trust you when you say something that you're going to do the right thing. So that's all. So far, man, it's only been a week. I don't want to get carried away. I don't get carried away, but Tyreek, I like this Tyreek so far.
And by the way, Omar wrote a follow-up because I guess a lot of people were replying to his tweet like, oh, Tyreek is at it again or something. He says, this has been pre-approved and arranged prior to today. Can you all chill out, he says.
Yeah. He understands, though. Omar understands.
He knows.
Omar will be with us later this week, and we'll talk to Omar about everything and get his take. I know he's been on the offensive line to be more physical. I just want to make sure they got good backups. It's been a long time since we played with the same five. Well, it doesn't happen very often in the league anyway. You play with five or six guys all season long. But it does seem like Buffalo has it happen a lot.
Buffalo, Philadelphia.
Detroit.
Yeah, San Francisco. There's a few spots where you don't
worry. Well, San Fran got beat up pretty good on their O-line. But
That's true.
Last year they did.
Yeah, last year. Thinking of prior years.
But anyway, it was been a crazy one. Hey, we want to let you know that we're going to have Austin Jackson. Had him on early this morning talking about the offensive line. Led me right into it here. And the defensive line. We'll talk to all that stuff, including all the work that's been done this offseason to turn some things around every day at camp for this group, as expectations obviously are not as high as they've been the last couple years. And Austin was really good. So we're going to have him coming up here this morning and talk to the right tackle of the Miami Dolphins. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with Austin right after this.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.